Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir in the Rambam Perek Yud Ki Perek Yom Halacha Zayin. In the Halachas of Chayvel Umazik. And the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw in the previous shir was that when it comes to the Yisod HaVinas Dvarim, if the person brings it upon himself, it's his fault. If it's the Ma'ana's fault, then Mimela, there's no iser of insulting him. In other words, if he brought it upon himself, if he started up, if he insulted you, then there's no iser to insult him back because he brought it upon himself. That's what we saw. As quoted by the Nimuke Yosef, that it's var medrashim hona atzmecha or atzmai mutra tel dehoneyu. So if he insulted, in other words, he brought the insult upon himself, then you are allowed to answer him. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw. And this would include also somebody who's not a Yari Shamayim, according to the Yireim. And then a Mukha Yosef, somebody who's not Osa Maisa Amcha, also brings it upon himself, according to the other Rishonim who argue, it's not because they hold that if you bring it upon yourself, it's forbidden to insult you. But rather, everybody holds in principle that if he makes a reason that it's no prevention, nothing preventing you from being mitzayir him, then it's mutter. And that explains, we explained two gemaras, Shabbos Mem and Megillah Chaf Hayamud Beis, Shabbos Mem, if somebody's over in a derabban, you're allowed to call him an avarian because he brought it upon himself that you give him this specific name of avarian. Because somebody's over in a derabban and is called an avarian, and also Megillah. Somebody's over in the Surah Arise, you can call him a Gemel Shin, which relates to Arise, because he brought it upon himself. Okay, so that's all in the context of the Isra of Anas Tavarim. V'davar zeh, now, this doesn't apply to Lo Sisa. What we said about Lo Sisa is that Lo Sisa, meaning Lo Sisa Lavchet, Ochet Chem Sachas Lo Sisa Lavchet, which the Gemara says means that you're not allowed to embarrass somebody, Lo Yachli Menu. You're not allowed to embarrass him, you're not allowed to hurt him. The reason that's usher is not because of his own independent individual behavior or status, but rather because he's a member of humanity. It's an insult to humanity if you insult this person, and therefore it's usher. So that's in the context of Lo Sisa. Again, when it comes to Anas Dvarim, if he insulted you, and it's permitted to get him back. That's in the context of Anas Dvarim. But in the context of Lo Sisa, Eino Inyan Prati Shalom is Bayish, like the lab of Anas Dvarim. But rather, it's an Inyan of humanity. So even though it's Mutter Mitzad Anas Dvarim, it's still going to be Asur Mitzad Lo Sisa. As we said in the previous shir, Kol Deblashin Rabbeinu, Kol Shepagabo, Ein Asur Mitzad Anas Dvarim. If he was pogea you, if he insults you, there's no isur mitzad anas dvarim. And therefore, there's a havamina, even you albino panam. You can even embarrass him. And it's only usur from the pasuk of Lo Sisa, v'asur rak mikrad Lo Sisa. Mishum disu zeinu mitzad tzara mizbayish. Because this isur isn't because of the tzara of the mizbayish, of the one who's being embarrassed back, but rather it's like gedur inyan kavod abrius, which isn't an inyan prati of this person. And that's why we have, even by a mace, we have kavod abrius, even though the mace obviously doesn't feel anything. But still, it's mitzad humanity, klape min ha'odam, klape mankind. Mushumachi eino inyan masha adam prati zetzir. It doesn't matter if this guy was mitzari. Vein makom lesser pgiabo. We can't ask her insulting him. He insulted you. Why? The biushu pgiabo mitzius adam shlo nischayvuba. Mushumacha aser b'chol gavni. Because embarrassing somebody is a pgiya. So to go ahead and embarrass this person is a pigi in the mitzias of man. And that's aser b'chol gavni. That's aser in every instance. So this you sowed that it's not an inyan prati of the mizbayish. When we're talking about now, we're talking about losisa of chait. It's not an inyan prati. Again, it's gemara an erchin that you know you when you might think when someone sins you can embarrass him. Menon, when you want to give somebody teichacha, and the gemara there says no, because it says losisa, and that excludes the. You're not allowed to be malbim panav. You're not allowed to be machlimim. So, right, yachal afinu mishtan and panav tamud loymar v'lo sisa lof chait. So Rashi writes there shiuchichena barabim lahalbim panav that you're not allowed to do. And we asked how he gets rabim. The Rambam doesn't say anything about rabim. Right, the Rambam even holds the yachit. So the Rambam Perak Vav Mehilchas Deis Hamuchiches Chaver Tchiloi Dar Belo Kosh Zashi Achlimenu Shenem Belo Sisa Lav Chait. You shouldn't be Machlimim. That's what the Chachamim say. Yochlo Tamuchicho Upanu Mishtanos Hamalom Belo Sisa Umikan Se Asa Adam Hachlim Esir V'Kolsh Ken Berabim. And it's a big sin. So now let's continue. So this Yisod we see in the Mishnah in Taisis Yomtif in the Perak Gimel of Ovis in Mishnah Yer Aleph. What it says there in the Mishnah of Hamalbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim Ein Lo Chelek Leilam Haba Hayin Sham Begirs Tseinu Begemara. He brings from our Gears in the Gemara that in Sanhedrin 98 99a the Mapagla Mikaki Shvar Hashem Baza. You're a Mivaze being Malbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim is being Mivaze Dvar Hashem. Tosi Santov explains Shehu Lefisha Adam Nivro Betzelam Elokim Vareu Dvar Hashem. Man was created in the image of God. That's the word of God. That's what it means in the pasuk. Dvar Hashem baza is when you're malbim bnei chaver barabim because you're mevazet dvar Hashem. Kleimar inyan Hashem b'tzalmo, the inyan of Hashem in His tzalam. There's also brought in the pnei Yoshua bab mitzia daf nemches. Azari lehedya she'ena inyan mitzad ha'odem ha'proti, ela mitzad etzem tzuras odem ha'osui b'tzalim shelo levaisha. So it's not about this individual guy. But rather, mitzad he's created b'tzuras b'tzelem. Tzuras adam is asuya b'tzelem. He's made in the image of God, and therefore you can't be mevayishim. So that's what we've been saying that when it comes to being mevayish a person, on the isra of leisisa, you can't do it because it's an insult to mankind, it's an insult to the image of God, and that's why it's dvar Hashem baza. You're mevazet dvar Hashem because this man was created with dvar Hashem, b'tzelem elokim. And this is cited by the Pnei Yoshua bav mitzian and chesayin sham. As lehed yishen eni mitzad adam aprati, but rather it's not because of the individual person, but rather because of tzuras ha'adam ha'asui b'tzelem shelo levayishu. Uhu ma shedibarnu, uhu asher dibarnu. Ve'im b'gemor b'sanhedrin in 58b, ha'soyser loyo shel Yisrael ki'ilu soyter loyo ha'soyter, not soyser. Soiter lo shel Yisrael, kilu soiter lo shel Shechina. If you smack the face chas shalom of a Jew, it's like chas shalom smacking the face of the Shechina. Vayin shem b'marsha mitzad she Yisrael demus diuknoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And this is because Yisrael, the Jews, are Hakadosh Baruch Hu's demus diukan. We are created in the image of God. So when you're slapping man, you're slapping God. V'soiter hanu boishes, and when you give this slap, that's boishes, like we see in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi. Satra noisin lai, that's an inyan of boishes that you have to pay when you give him, when you do the stira, that's boishes. As mevuar gam ken kanal, ve'en b'mordechai b'perak ches, t'ba b'kam b'shulchan aruch tov reshvav, ziv gimel da'osir levazis v'lohoitzi shemra al ha'mesim. You're not allowed to disgrace and malign the dead. The Rama or Rechaim simetav chof, ziv lamet ches, writes Jamadabi Roal Sheikhne offer a tzorch le kabul of Tanios Vichuva. Mishib, somebody who speaks negatively about those who sit in the dust, has to be makabul upon himself tainus, and he has to be makabul upon himself tshuva. Asahela inyan mammon ein boishes la mace. Now, when it comes to mammonis, there's no boishes for the mace. Ayein the tshuvas haribash besimon chav zayin. So, where's the iser? What's the Isser Madaber Ra'al Sheikh Ne'ofer that you have to be mekabel taniyos and tshuva. So the answer is the same geder. It's not what you did to the mizbayish. The mizbayish is dead. There's no boishes for the mace. But rather, it's an iser on boishes to sug ha'odam, the category of man, humanity, mankind. That's aser. And that's kavod abrius, we said before, in the previous shir that we have by mace mitzvah. There's a musig of kavod abrius. So here also, when you're moitzi shemra, so your pogein is kavod abrius. And again, kavod abrius is mitzad mankind. You're talking about somebody who was alive, and therefore you're insulting humankind. Now, we must note that Mordechai and the Rama say, so it's much that you're pokei abo. Because if it was mankind, then what are you asking him? But you could say, no, that you're insulting mankind, and he's maybe representing. That's why you have to ask a mechila. That according to one man, the Omar, Apikoros is somebody who's mevazeh chaveroi bifnei tamid chochen. Apikoros is somebody who disgraces his friend in front of a Torah scholar. Ve'ayein bedivrei hayad ramo. The Yad Rama there writes, it's mashma, the reason is because there's zilzul betamid chochen, mima. There is a disgracing here of a Talmud Chacham. There is a disgracing here of a Talmud Chacham because you're not mizbayish, you're not embarrassed. You're not embarrassed. You're mevazeh. Somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham, you're not embarrassed from the Talmud Chacham. So that's a zilzul, that's a lack of respect to the Talmud Chacham. And that's why you're called an apikoris, because you're mevazeh the Talmud Chacham, you're mezalzel in the Talmud Chacham when you insult your fellow in his presence. I don't mean you, Chas Shalom, you're a tzaddik. But I'm talking about in general, somebody's mevazeh to a Talmud Chacham, somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham. So it's a zilzul in the Talmud Chacham, that he's not embarrassed at the Talmud Chacham. And that's the Yad Ramah. Why do we say this dafka on the iser of mevazeh chaveiro? Why don't we say this every time somebody is over an iser in front of a Talmud Chacham? Any iser, why dafka mevaze chaveiroi? As mevuar mize kanal, the bizoyun shel echor havelei bizoyun shel kol shem odom b'mido misuyemes. That when you're mevaze a person, you're mevaze all human beings. V'havelei aideze k'tzas ki mevaze u'mafgir Talmud Chacham b'fonav. So when you're embarrassing one guy, you're in front of the Talmud Chacham, since you're embarrassing mankind, and this Talmud Chacham is a member in good standing of mankind. So Memela, it's a bizayon, a shtickle bizayon of the Talmud Chacham himself, and that's Chas V'Shalom, categorizes one as an apikoros, classifies one as an apikoros. Mishum hochi havi begeder mevaze Talmud Chacham. Atzmoi k'mashmos ha-sugya u'mevuar k'fi dvareinu. That's the begeder of mevaze Talmud Chacham, because you're mevaze a person. So you're mevaze all of mankind, and therefore if you're doing it in front of a Talmud Chacham, it's also an insult to the Talmud Chacham. So in parenthetically, we must note the yesh la'ayin b'zeh minito na-sugi b'vav ha-kamet tzari alef ha-mebeid, that somebody's mevayish himself, Rabbis holds that it's mutter, and the Meiri says that that's the halacha, that it's mutter, but Tosis there says, v'ibor maschel el l'miyam shel shlomo, that it's osir, but it's mashma there, mishum mitzar atzmai, because you're not allowed to cause oneself tzar, but with a better reason, not because you're not allowed to cause oneself tzar, but rather, because you're not a bailin. You're not bailam al zeh shereinyan zeinyan prati shelo. It should be usher because it's not your issue. You're being mevaze mankind lefit vareinu. Yesh laharich b'zeh. So now we go back to Rashi. Rashi, we saw Rashi in Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Nunches Amud Beis at the bottom of the page. Rashi says b'dosh bei b'shmei. In other words, it says that in al rabbi mal b'nei chaver, in al rabbi mechaneshem lechaver, even if it's dosh bei. Even if he's used to it. And Rashi there says, he's not offended. It's old news by him. But it's still aser. She came in, she miskaving levayesh aser. Since your kavana is to be mevayesh's friend, it's aser. Frek demar shol, What's the reason? His name is Baish. What's the reason? That it's Aser. If you, the friend's name is Baish, when you call him by this nickname, so you call him Gingy. So he originally didn't like Gingy, but now he got used to Gingy. Everybody calls him Gingy. I always like to tell the story of the Chiddush HaArim, that there was once, they used to call a guy back in Poland, they used to call him the Reuter, the redhead, the Gingy. Today they call it a Gingy. So the Chiddush HaArim didn't like that. So he once commented to somebody they shouldn't say that. So the person said, "Aber ganz Warsha, all of Warsaw calls him Reuter. What do you want from me?" So the Chiddush HaArim reportedly answered, "There's genug Platz in Gehenna for ganz Warsha. There's enough room in Gehenna for all of Warsaw." In other words, the fact that everybody's doing it doesn't justify it. Okay. As lefit vareinu mehaytay megufa ne'amar eisur beparshas Teichocho. That's why it was said in the parish of Teichocho of Leisisa. Rechich tichsam isechav leisichso alav chait. La'ashmin an she'enoi ki isur oinu as tevorim shehu mitzad hamizbayish. De mehaytay meshari bepoga boy. Elegam bepoga boy. Shein isur mitzad hamizbayish. De osur kevan shu maise zilzul bo'odam aydei maise biyush. That it's in the parish of Tochacha to teach us that it's not like the Isra of Anas Devarim, which is Mitzad HaMizbayish. And therefore, Bipogaboy, in other words, if Ruvain was Pogeh B'Shimon, if Ruvain insulted Shimon, Shimon's allowed to respond. But this is a different parish. This is a parish of Leisisa. So even if he was Pogeyabo, and that's parish, this is what the parish of Tochacha is talking about, that Ruvain was Pogeh B'Shimon, so Shimon has to be Mochich Ruvain. But he has to do it in a respectful way, because the issur is not mitzad the mizbayish. It's also because it's a ma'isa zilzul ba'odem al yidei ma'isa biyush. You mizalzul in the person because you did this ma'isa biyush, so it's a zilzul in mankind, and not in this individual. V'ayin b'sefer. Bris Moshe al ha'smag. In the Sefer B'Samosha al Asmag, and Loisa say Reish, he asks him what the Tashbis writes in the Zohar Rakia. To Milab de Loisisa Mochazal Hamalbin Pnei Chaveroi Berabim, Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Habo, Vim Isa, the Lav Gam Bim Vayish Shaloi Berabim, Kemavor Bedivrai Rambam Behoches Deis, Hanal, Hare Mize, Shein Loi Chelek Loilam Habo, Berak Berabim Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Habo. So Frek de B'Samosha, and what the Tashbis writes, that from the lav of Lois Sisa, Chazal get that your Malbim Pnei Chaver, you don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but if it's true that there's a lav, even if you're Mevayish Shaloi B'Rabim, like we saw in the Rambam in Hilchos Deos 6:8, where he says, HaMachichas Chaver T'chiloi D'Abeloi Koshos Ad She'achli Menu Shanam Rav Lois Sisa Olav Chet. So it's talking, Rambam's talking even B'Yechidus. So if that's the case, then also be yichidus, one should lose one's chelik in olam haba. Why only berabim? It's the same source. Just like by loisisa is the source and lo chelik olam haba berabim, so the same loisisa should be the source that ain't lo chelik be yachid. But we don't say be yachid ain't lo chelik olam haba, only berabim. By yachid is only a lav. Ulefi dvareinu mikan, haynu mize shenasar beparshas toichocha shemavur mize geder lo mitzad mizbayish. Ela canal mino odom the shaykh l'dvar Hashem bozo mize lomdu chachomim shekshoiver al dover ze bo uifen chomu loy rak isur yesh boy ela gam ein loy chilek loy lam hab uma she'en ken biyochid af al gav shevaday osem mikol mokom choser b'chumre leinyan ein loy chilek loy lam hab aval al kopon makom mit lav de loy sisu k'tin loy ken ein loy shaykh l'dvar Hashem bozo v'en uinyan ein loy chilek loy lam hab my rabbi rabbi say gevaldik that we have this isser of loy sisa and the gedder of loy sisa is not osem mitzad de mizbayish but rather min ha'odam because of his humanity. You're insulting him, humanity, we are insulting that dvar Hashem bozo. It's the word of God that you're being mevaze. It's the word of God, and because he's created with selam elokim. So from this, the rabbis learned like this, that if you're over and boifin chomor, if you're over in a very severe way, in a stringent way, like berabim, so then it's mamash elam haba. And if you're over in a less severe way, in a less stringent way, biyochid, even though it's aser, but it doesn't have the same chomer, and therefore yesh lechelek leilam haba. But it all stems from the same place of loisisa. Otherwise, it's not shayach to tvar Hashem baza, and it has nothing to do with ein lechelek leilam haba. Tvar Hashem baza apikaris ein lechelek leilam haba. So that's already that's only if it's tvar Hashem baza. It's tvar Hashem baza attack if one is mevazi's friend. Even if he's at the biyachid, it's just ein lechelek leilam haba. It's only if it's more chomer and it's done b'rabim. V'yesh lefaresh bazeh divrei Rambam b'ilchot deot. שכתב שם שצורך ליזור וכולי בין קוטון ובין גודל. דמש מקור קוטון ולא יכחיל כשיש לגבי תשלום מבוישס המבור ברמב״ם לאל בהלוך הדלת בין מכלמי ומכלם למכלמי ולוי מכלם. ומש מאיסר בכל קוטון ומה ישנו. In other words, the Rambam over here in Hilchos Chovel Umazik in the third parak in Halacha Dalid writes that Hamavayish is a shoyte potter, he doesn't feel Hamavayish is a cherish chayiv, Hamavayish is a geros ebed chayiv, Hamavayish is a cotton. Oh, so now we get to our point. If one's Mavayish a cotton, imkeshamachlimo isay nichlom, if one is embarrassed, he feels the embarrassment, then you're chayiv. Vim lav potter. And if not, you're potter. We call Makomenito Mavayish is a cotton, Mavayish is a godol. So different levels of busha al koponim. What we see from here is this Mori D'Gezach, that by a cotton is a chiluk between whether or not he feels it or he doesn't feel it, and that's all talking about the chiyuv tashlum. However, and that's in Hilchas Chovel Umazik, but the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, that's what we read out in the first year, writes. Lefikach tzorch adam leizor shlo yivayish chaver berabim ben koton ben godol. So here he makes there's no distinction between any kind, any type of cotton. So how come in Deis the Rambam says any type of cotton, and so you're not allowed to embarrass him, and in Hilchas Chovel Umazik when we talk about tashlum we say only if he's embarrassed. Ma'avdel. He brings in a prima godim who writes even a cotton ben yoimai, and then he's tameya. What do you mean a cotton ben yoimai? Shari loy michlam beleka ozil sumka vazi chivra. So why should it be aser even if it's a cotton ben yoimai? The prima godim says cotton ben yoimai. How can you say a cotton ben yoimai doesn't get embarrassed? His face doesn't pale when embarrassed. Ayin sha, achen kanal. Ha'isu loy machmas pegiya b'misbayish b'leka b'loy michlam. U'mishum hochi leka b'chiyuv tashlum e'boishis. El mitzad ha'mevayish ha'mezalzel ha'osui b'tselem. V'ze'ike gam b'kotten u'mishum hochi osir givaldik. When we're dealing with tashlum, it's totally in the misbayish, like it says in the Mishnah, in the Rambam, everywhere. Ha'kol lefi ha'mevayish v'ha'mezbayish. So when we're talking about tashlum, the guy's not misbayish, there's no chiyuv. He has to actually be mizbayish. That's mitzad the mizbayish, the one who's being embarrassed. But when we're talking about the iser, so that's mitzad the mivayish. He's mizalzel ba'osam ha'osui b'tselem. He's mizalzel in man who's created in the image of God. And that applies even by a cotton, and therefore it's aser. והקורפנים מבוארים שפיר דברי רשי, שהרי כנל חוימר הדובו לא רק מצד, לא מצד המזבייש, אלא מצד מייסה המבייש, אף ישלון את סטער המזבייש. עכשיו מובנים דברי רשי, the רשי that we quoted earlier, when רשי says that if one is, calls his friend a nickname that he's used to, but he's מסקבין לבייש, it's also, because it's not מצד המזבייש, it's מצד המבייש. And therefore, doesn't matter whether or not the misbayish is mitzar. You or you, the insulter insulted humanity. And therefore, if he's miskaving, even though the person is not misbayish, it's aser. And therefore, it's aser is yored legehenim ve'ino yored. Rachmana litzlan. Okay, so sweet friends, this concludes the third leg of our gevaldika journey. And if God is good to us, and God is always good to us, it's a shem b'li neder. We're going to continue, and we're going to see more in the flow, so we still have a lot of akashas to answer. that we asked in the first shir and second shir, and hadvarim bezrat Hashem yivuaru hetev והדברים יהיו שמחים בעזרת השם מאוד. אז אנא הישארו עמנו ונראה עוד נפלאות. שלום שלום. בלי נדר נמשיך.